Top moments of the week. What do we do around here?
What did we do?
Hissy fits, crunch and munching, and vegans are all in here. Top clip number 3. I did have a hissy fit about my coffee.
Yeah, you did.
It wasn't strong enough. I think that's an okay hissy fit to have. Well, yes, I was. I threw out an entire pot of coffee on Saturday. Hissy fit.
Why?
Wasn't strong enough.
Couldn't add to it. You just got mad because it wasn't brewed.
How do you
liking.
Add to coffee?
I don't know. Like you put some grounds in. I don't know.
How do you add to coffee, Monica? Enlighten me as to how you would add to coffee.
And you take the instant coffee. You couldn't mix in some instant. It's not the same.
It's not even close.
Oh.
Mix in instant. Yes. That's your advice to me?
To make the cup a little stronger.
Okay. People, I need your help because I'm getting none over here. All right? I can't. Ah! No help from you. That's terrible advice.
I thought it was some help.
No.
Make it a little stronger.
Threw it out. Nope. I think that's okay. As an adult, you're like, I don't want to.
I don't like it.
Oh, the kids, man. And it's the sounds while they eat.
Mm-hmm.
I just cannot sometimes.
I told you. And as time goes on, they become even stronger. It's going to get to a point where, Zach, you're going to eat and you're going to hear yourself. Because I do it now. And you're not going to be able to watch a show because of the sound of your own chewing.
Oh, you're going to make it worse for me?
Oh, well probably. Okay. I didn't
Please
help
don't
you
do that. I'm going to pretend. Is there a button on this console that I can hit that actually removes what you just said so even I can't hear it?
It's getting progressively worse for me.
Strike that from the record.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I secretly recorded my son eating goldfish. So
loud.
Just if you don't like those sounds, leave now. I'm serious. Maybe this is my confession that I secretly taped my son eating. Because
oh,
I did.
Oh, you did. Yes.
Yes.
We must hear what you hear.
You have to hear my torture.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't take it, just leave now. That's your PSA. Just get out. But I'm telling you, man.
Some folks may enjoy it. We talk about ASMR.
This is ASMR then. This is actual audio. I just took my phone and I put it next to his head when he wasn't paying attention, just on the chair behind him. You've been warned. I'll just tell you that much. Why so much smacking? This is one goldfish! How,
no.
Monica, how?
Mm-mm-mm.
And it's Monica's fault she did this to me in the first place. Now it's getting worse.
I'm sorry, my bad. Yeah.
And my wife the other day, because I was just sitting, I'm just looking at him while he's eating. She goes, are you getting worse? I said, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I am. It's worse every day.
I don't know what you do about it.
Look at him.
What do you do?
I don't know.
Because mine is bad, and I know I'm aware that it's really bad, but I don't know the solution to it.
You did this to me, and there's no
fix. Oh, welcome to the club.
What inspires you? Is there something, like, what drives you, Monica? Is there a moment in your life that it defined you, and you say, you know what, I am going to channel this energy, I'm going to become something? You know, a lot of times someone, like,
you read a book, you watch a show,
you could have an experience in your life, maybe someone said something to you, and they said, you'll never be successful at whatever it is, and you think, you know what? Forget
what gives you the right?
It gives you the right, Clyde, you know, whoever it was. And that's what drives you. Or maybe one of your parents. Like, I'm never going to be a father like my father was. You know, I'm going to do this, that, and the other thing. I can tell you, Monica, I continue to be driven by one demanding vegan. I was once invited to go out to dinner with a very rich and powerful man in the radio business. And I was told ahead of time, he is vegan and you are to not order meat around him because it's offensive to him.
But it's your meal.
Yeah, no, exactly. I wasn't going to ask him to eat it, nor were we kissing at the end of the night. So I feel I don't know.
It's your food. It's what you want to eat. And so you can't eat meat because it's offensive to.
Right. So it has been my goal in life, which I have yet to achieve, to become more rich and powerful than that man, to invite him to dinner, to make him eat meat. That's what drives me.
Yeah. You said vegan. I was thinking Beyonce and Jay-Z. I don't know, because they had their vegan contest going on.
Well, that's a conversation where it came out of. Maybe I'll be rich and famous enough to invite them over and make them eat a pork chop.
Ooh.
It'll happen. And I know Jay-Z wants it anyway.
Yeah, he wants it, but he can't. Right.